I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA. I woke up this morning, got myself a gun. Mama always
said I'd be the chosen one. Hunter Gate is about two things. Privilege and sleaze. First, the privilege. President Biden and many members of the media lecture us incessantly about the injustice of privilege, especially so-called white privilege. But to me, that's like being lectured about gun safety by Alec Baldwin. Because when they lecture us about privilege, they never mention Hunter Biden, who is the epitome of privilege.
That is exactly true in the words of Louisiana Senator John Kennedy. Hunter Biden, the epitome of privilege. Because the guy has had everything. He continues to get everything, including every protection that many would be denied, especially those of color. And I do not hear the left progressives crying out for justice for Hunter Biden to be jailed for lying on a federal gun permit. I will hear them cry constantly about we need tougher gun laws, but this one they're going to let slide. Oh, he didn't shoot anybody. It doesn't make any difference if you're lying on a federal gun law. That is a violation. Somebody sent me a cartoon over the weekend that I had to get a little chuckle out of. Said, so the left is going to tell me about we are got too many guns in our country and in the hands of the wrong people, and we leave Afghanistan and leave 30 million weapons behind for them to have. Good point. Hey, thanks for joining us. Hope you had a great Labor Day. We're back live, of course, right now with you. We begin September 5, 2023. Glad to have you with us. And reminding you, we are streaming while we're broadcasting at Newstalk STL Facebook and Twitter, Larry Connors USA Facebook and Twitter, and, of course, on Rumble. All those are available for you. We continue to have, of course, more and more people calling for justice when it comes to the Bidens. Kevin McCarthy, in the minds of many, is dragging his feet. Now, he says, I want to make sure we got everything lined up. We're going to go about it properly. To that point, we've had the same from House Oversight Chairman James Comer, saying we don't want to rush anything. We've got more information coming in every day. There's something new. We're still evaluating. We don't want to suddenly rush in to an impeachment. Let's get everything lined up. You've got Jim Jordan in the judiciary head chair saying the same thing. We've got a lot, but we're getting even more. And I don't know what's going behind the scenes, and I don't think any of you would either. But let's assume something for a moment. Let's assume more and more whistleblowers are coming forward because they can see the curtain has been ripped and they can see they either get out now or they get caught behind it when the cage, the doors, the jail cell closes on them. How many of you think are coming forward now that we're not really hearing about yet? How many documents are we getting that we're not hearing about yet? We know we continue to accumulate more and more bank records showing money as documented by bank records going to the Biden family through numerous shell companies. And the only way you set up the shell companies is because you're trying to hide something. And there's now a report out that it's possible that Joe Biden didn't have just one burner phone given to him by Hunter Biden, but three, maybe four additional phones. Just in case somebody began to locate one of them and began to zone in on it, they switched to another burner phone. That evidence is still developing. But I will tell you this, and I think it's a great comparison. A lot of folks have said that this is bigger than Watergate, and it depends upon, one, if a president ends up resigning, because that was the epitome of Watergate, despite all the investigation and the president's men and Bernstein and Woodward, so forth, unveiling. And it was a good investigative piece, and they did their J-O-B at that time. This time around, they just seem to be absent. They just don't seem to care because it's Biden, and it would help Donald Trump. That's the other key that has to be always put into play here. I want you to hear from New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, who says, all right, let's just compare this to Watergate.
It's not like the Nixon era where, you know, there were some people that worked for Nixon that committed a crime and then he covered it up. This is the Bidens committing crimes in plain sight and him engaged in the cover-up using the FBI and the DOJ, and they're all willing parties to this. I think they all need to go. I've actually called for the impeachment of Merrick Garland because he's sort of the head of the snake. That will allow us to continue with the investigations. Attorney General, who's been named Special Prosecutor Weiss, should be recused himself and step down. He's already proven that he can't do this investigation. He's been part of this phony Hunter Biden deal. So those are priorities, of course, and we can use the power of the purse. But the problem is, we've got to get all of our Republican members, all but five, or we have a slim majority to agree to this, or we have to bring some Democrats over.
I have a big question right there. Which Republicans are holding back? She was asked in an interview of Maria Bartiromo, but kind of moved past it. I want some names. I want to know which Republicans would dare stand up and say, we are not wanting to impeach Joe Biden or Merrick Garland or anyone else at this point. If they are simply doing so because they are also waiting for more evidence, I want that so stated. But I'm not hearing that yet. And her remark, kind of offhanded, that we're getting there, we've got some holdouts, some Republicans, we might have to get some Democrats. I want to know who. Now, again, she's talking about the House. We know in the Senate it's controlled by Democrats. That's not likely to go all the way through. You heard her mention, of course, Weiss and Merrick Garland, appointing Attorney Weiss. We already know by emails we reported to you before Labor Day that the Department of Justice intervened on behalf of U.S. Attorney David Weiss to respond to congressional inquiries regarding the Hunter Biden investigation. Those are emails that were obtained by the Heritage Foundation Oversight Project, and they certainly call into the question the veracity of Prosecutor Weiss as he spoke to members of Congress. Let me correct that. Didn't just speak. He testified under oath, which opens up a charge of perjury, and that is certainly an opening for an impeachment against his boss, Merrick Garland, because Merrick Garland heads up the Department of Justice. But back to Hunter Biden. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says you cannot, and as he's making these statements, he's addressing an audience watching the Sean Hannity show. That's why you might hear some response. But he says you cannot ignore the sleaze of the Bidens.
If you are fair-minded and have any sort of moral compass, all this sleaze surrounding Hunter Biden and President Biden and their family has got to make you want to gag. Now, I know what the official White House line is. The official White House line is that, look, President Biden is just a good family man who talks to six out of his seven grandchildren every day, and who is such a swell daddy that he regularly calls into Hunter's business meetings to talk about weather. Now, if you believe that, you will never own your own home. And, at a minimum, the evidence brought forth by the House and by Senator Grassley, by the way, in the Senate, is clarion clear that President Biden was well aware of what his son was doing, and he aggressively enabled it. And that's sleazy.
That is sleazy. You heard him mention 6 of his 7 grandchildren. That's reference, of course, to Hunter Biden and the child he had with the stripper. Still a grandchild. But the Biden family has been trying to dismiss her. In fact, last Christmas, hung stockings for every grandchild and the dog, but not that child. That child's a victim in all of this. That does say sleaze with a capital S every way you look at it. Back to New York Congresswoman Tenney on move forward with impeachment.
We need to go into impeachment right now. I know that people are reluctant and some people in so-called swing districts, but look, we voted for H.R. 1, which is critically important, having to deal with energy. If we can't vote for impeachment of a guy who's blatantly corrupt, and we have the evidence out there between the work that's being done by, you know, the Oversight Committee under Comer, what we're seeing in the Justice Committee, or the Justice Committee under...
the Judiciary?
Judiciary Committee. Sorry, I'm losing my mind here. Judiciary Committee under Jim Jordan, we're seeing all this evidence. Plus, you know, Senator Grassley released the evidence from the FBI informant. You have all this information. It's not like it's not there. It's there, but the Biden administration under Merrick Garland are doing everything they can to slow walk and hide it.
They are. But again, back to Senator Kennedy, you cannot deny what your eyes are seeing.
I want the truth. I'm not accusing anybody of a crime. It'll be up to the courts to decide if someone did something illegal. But in no universe, is this right. I don't care how you pretty it up. If the House is allowed to get the facts and show them to the American people, I think it can be good for our country. But if the Justice Department just says, oh, we can't talk about it, we're investigating. They've been investigating 5 years. And it's beginning to look more and more like Mr. Weiss, the U.S. attorney, is severely compromised. I couldn't believe that Attorney General Garland actually made him special counsel.
All the more reason to impeach Garland. Well, there, of course, word that more and more cases of COVID are being detected. The First Lady, Joe Biden, now diagnosed with COVID, staying home away from the president. President being tested repeatedly and still no COVID. But this time around, Dr. Fake is no longer, of course, in charge and trying to distance himself from the harm he caused us last time. But first, a CNN report on COVID.
There's an uptick in COVID cases and a new variant called BA286, some 3.5 years since the pandemic was first identified. But if public health officials feel it necessary to ask America to mask up again, how many would comply? The Drudge Report led its website this morning with the headline, "Not Again, Mask Up in New York." Lead story at CBS News this morning, COVID hospitalizations on the rise as U.S. enters Labor Day weekend. The past several weeks have seen reports from all over the country of a rise in cases. And yes, the CDC reports COVID-19 hospital admissions are up more than 19% in the most recent week. In a few school districts, this has even led to canceled classes and sporting events.
And that was, of course, reported last Friday before Labor Day. There have been some changes since then, but still there's pushing the story. But let's go back to last Friday as CNN tried to amplify upon what they had, and they actually included a response by Donald Trump.
If things get worse, it may be hard to get people to revert to an abundance of caution. According to Gallup, in the first 2 years, public confidence in the U.S. healthcare system has dropped from 44% to 34%. And Donald Trump took to Truth Social to again make the issue political, accusing the latest outbreak to be hype designed to impact the 2024 election.
But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates.
Now, of course, they included Trump because they thought that's a good way to get people angry. And for once again, for him to be labeled as not paying attention to the science, whatever the science might be at the hour. As I pointed out, Dr. Fauci is no longer in charge because he's since resigned. And one of the schools that CNN was reporting has already decided to lift its mask mandate. That would be William Morris in Atlanta. We told you they put that in effect the other day, and they were saying that they were going to have a mask mandate as they were in August. This is a historically liberal black college. They stated in mid-August, we are imposing, reimposing mask mandates. And now, it's over. Well, that's very interesting because we're still seeing the so-called uptick in COVID cases. Today, Dr. Joe Biden officially diagnosed with COVID, or at least we're informed of such. But again, if you're looking for one person to blame for what the nation went through, we know who that's going to be. And it's not just what he told Americans, but what he was doing with China and with U.S. dollars to help them go through gain-of-function research to learn how to take something and weaponize it. I've told you it's a good idea to understand how something like that could be done so we can protect against it, but you do not give the money to Communist Chinese and have them do it for you. That's idiocy. But already, Dr. Fake, as you listen to him, I never told anybody they had to do it. The CDC didn't. No one could. We did not mandate.
I am concerned that people will not abide by recommendations, and we're not talking about mandates or forcing anybody, but when you have a situation where the volume of cases in society gets to a reasonably high level, particularly the vulnerable, those who are elderly and those with underlying conditions, are going to be more susceptible and vulnerable if they do get infected to get severe disease leading to hospitalization. We know that. That's a fact. We've seen that. So I would hope that if, in fact, we get to the point where the volume of cases is such and organizations like the CDC recommend, CDC doesn't mandate anything, I mean recommends that people wear masks, I would hope that they abide by the recommendation and take into account the risk to themselves and to their families. And again, we're not talking about forcing anybody to do anything.
He is parsing words. The recommendation carries with it underlying thought, put it in order, and various companies and colleges and schools did. We're going to get into that in more detail in the next segment. But I want to let you also know before this hour concludes the story of a listener who wanted to mock me, to chastise me, and that's okay. But he used the death of a relative to do it, and that is shameful. Before the end of the hour, lock and load. Ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world, cleaner, better, safer, Be well with Wellington.
Well, I started out with one lone dollar, gambled with a man, and I won me another. Bought me a gun, and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The most rigorous and comprehensive analysis of scientific studies conducted on the efficacy of masks for reducing the spread of respiratory illness, including COVID-19, was published last month. Its conclusions, said Tom Jefferson, the Oxford epidemiologist who is the lead author, were unambiguous. There is just no evidence that they, masks, make any difference, he told the journalist Mayan Damasi, full stop. But wait, hold on. What about the N95 masks as opposed to the lower quality surgical or cloth masks? Makes no difference. None of it, he said. Well, what about the studies that initially persuaded policymakers to impose mask mandates? They were convinced by non-randomized studies, flawed observational studies.
Wow. That is according to the New York Times, as reported by CNN. He's simply reading the New York Times article. And they got Dr. Fake there to kind of counterbalance. We'll get to him in a moment. But let me go back over what he just said. As reported by the New York Times, they were talking about a study by Tom Jefferson, an Oxford epidemiologist, the lead author of it, and he said, and I'm going to quote again from the same article you just heard. You heard what I'm going to tell you? You heard it said, and I'm going to tell you again, because I want to drive this point home. The most rigorous and comprehensive analysis of scientific studies conducted on the efficacy of masks for reducing the spread of respiratory illness, including COVID-19, published just last month. And the conclusions, according to Tom Jefferson, the lead author, said the conclusions were unambiguous, stating there is just no evidence that the mask made any difference. There is no evidence they made any difference. Now, he went on to conclude when the reporter asked, well, what about the N95 mask? We told you the other day, you could also have additional health issues with those if you're wearing them constantly. But again, he said, makes no difference. None of it. Then the question, what about studies that initially persuaded policymakers to impose mask restrictions? His answer, they were convinced by non-randomized studies, flawed observational studies. That's the science. Now, can you find scientists on the other side? Sure you can. So as usual, I tell you, you do what you think is best for you and your family. But Dr. Fauci was being asked by CNN for his response on that study regarding masks. And I want you to listen to his words carefully, because there's a lot of twisting, turning, and reversing, backing up even, by Dr. Fake.
When you're talking about the effect on the epidemic or the pandemic as a whole, the data are less strong. But when you talk about as an individual basis of someone protecting themselves or protecting themselves from spreading it to others, there's no doubt that there are many studies that show that there is an advantage. When you took at the broad population level, like the Cochrane study, the data are less firm with regard to the effect on the overall pandemic. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about an individual's effect on their own safety. That's a bit different than the broad population.
But damn it, that is what you did to the broad population. You made it clear everybody needs to mask up. And you had numerous blue city and blue county Democrat-controlled areas and states. And then you had the airlines, and you had major corporations and smaller companies and hospitals all following the recommendation He wants you to believe the CDC and his remarks were just a recommendation. You see how he's kind of already trying to get out from under that? But he just said, yeah, if you take an overall broad study, that's probably accurate. But we're talking about the individual. Well, let me give you some individual advice. And I'm not even a scientist. My individual advice for you is, if you think you have COVID or you fear you might get it, you just stay locked up in your room the rest of your life. Just do that. You won't get COVID or anything else. You might die of no food and no air, but you're not going to get that. This weaselly little Dr. Fake, that was true about the mask on a broad level, but we're talking about individual level. Now, again, I don't care if you mask or not, or if you get vaccinated or not. That is your decision. And you may live or die because of that decision and others around you. But based on the latest study we just read to you, as published by the New York Times, the mask, even the N95, are non-randomized studies, flawed observational studies. Those are the exact words. And then we got a lot of information being withheld from us. Well, I haven't even gotten to that part yet. But let's go back to the issue of Dr. Fake and, you know, saying CDC didn't mandate anything. They can't mandate. They can. They can. You want a perfect example? Title 42. That was pretty much a CDC mandate as exercised by President Trump at the time. And they can do other things as well. But generally, he knows, just a recommendation is often interpreted as a mandate. And if you don't follow the recommendation, you're in violation. But again, Dr. Fauci on all the shutdowns, and especially for our schools, who should be held accountable and for what?
The question is, how long should a shutdown have been? And I think that there's varying degrees of differences in that. And I agree that if you look back at the things that I've said back then, we should try as best as possible to keep the schools open and the schools that are closed, to get them open safely by any of a number of means, including increasing the ventilation in schools, making sure that the people around the children are properly vaccinated. So I agree. I mean, there was a point where we had a shutdown, but the duration of the shutdown is something that is questionable.
The degree and the length of it is questionable. You're just now realizing that? We told them in the beginning, did we not? You as a parent, and others were saying this is going to be harmful to our kids. There's no reason to shut the kids down and their schools down and give Zoom learning, which was accomplishing nothing. I'm reading a piece here by CNNN. Did Dr. Fauci say not to wear mask? And the claim, of course, they went immediately to President Trump saying, I get along very well with Anthony, but he did say don't wear a mask. He did say this is not going to be a problem, but Anthony said don't wear a mask. Now he wants to wear a mask. Anthony also said, if you look back, his exact words, there is no problem. This is going to go away soon. So he's allowed to make mistakes. He happens to be a good person. That was in the beginning. And it is true also that even before Trump made those remarks, Fauci was telling us, don't worry about what's coming out of China. The World Health Organization says it's not going to be a big deal. It's not going to be a big deal. The World Health Organization didn't know what it was, or they were also aware of it and just keeping us in the dark, as was Dr. Fake. And Fauci, along with other U.S. health leaders, initially advised you, don't wear masks. But He later said, well, I was concerned there wouldn't be enough protective equipment for healthcare workers. Well, I want our first responders and healthcare workers protected. So he lied to you, the public, to tell you don't wear it so they'd have enough for the healthcare workers. Well, I'd say there was a mistake made long before the event happened. They didn't have enough equipment ready for such an event. Who would that lie upon? Dr. Fake. And Fauci later explained, we're not aware that 40 to 45% of people are asymptomatic, nor are we aware, were we aware that a substantial proportion of people who get infected from people who are without symptoms. Then he added, that makes it overwhelmingly important for everyone to wear a mask. And so when people ask, why did you change your stance? Why are you emphasizing masks so much now when back then you didn't? And in fact, you said you shouldn't because there was a shortage. And he said, well, now the data is very, very clear. We need to put that nonsense behind us. And of course, then he also advised, you get the vaccine, you won't need the mask. You remember that? Oh, we haven't forgotten that. And in fact, before we wrap up this hour, I had mentioned, as we close the first segment, there was a listener who wanted to mock me and my remarks about masking and getting or not getting a vaccination. First of all, they don't understand, I've said repeatedly, it's up to you. It's up to you and what you decide for yourself and your family. There, I said it again. But before we're wrapped up, you'll hear I'm going to be blamed for causing someone's death, mocking me. I don't mind the mocking. I think it's shameful for how they did it. I'll explain that in more detail coming up. But I also had mentioned earlier the CDC was hiding information. Hiding information. That's still to come. Hot enough for you? Tired of hearing that question? It's certainly hot enough to damage your lawn and plants. Allen Outdoor Solutions can put in an irrigation system, save your landscaping, and save you from having to drag hoses in this heat. I've known Steve Allen for years. That's why I put my name with Allen Outdoor Solutions. Call 314-647-4800. 647-4800. Check the website, see everything Steve can do for you. AllenOutdoorSTL.com. You can spend a lot of restless nights trying to figure out how you're going to make all those credit card payments. Why not consolidate all your debt into one manageable payment? My friends at Homestead Financial Mortgage can help with a cash-out refinance. Contact them today. Take the first step in regaining your financial freedom. Use my website, Larry.HomesteadFinancial.com. Take charge of your financial future. Go to my website, Larry.HomesteadFinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
All right, let's take a look at some of this information I was telling you about, referencing CDC and the FDA. We're hiding data on a spike in COVID cases among the vaccinated. May I repeat that again? They were hiding information from you, the general public, the CDC, and the FDA. On if you got vaccinated, how many folks were ending up with COVID. Now, of course, we were told You know you were told, you get the vaccine, you won't need the mask, you get the vaccine, you'll be safe. Well, we all know that is not true. Dr. Jill, First Lady, has had the vaccine at least twice. I don't know how many boosters. She's down with COVID. I told you that I probably had it a couple of weeks ago. Kind of felt listless, tired, unusual, but not severe. A couple of days later, much better. A little raspiness still in the voice. A lot of folks have been dealing with that. Can't tell if it's sinus, seasonal change, or what else. But I'm sure if I went to go get tested, I might test positive for COVID. Do you remember when kids were allowed to play in the mud? Just go out and play in mud puddles. Splash around on it. Get all of it all over them. The dog would get in there with it. Who knows what the dog did in addition to playing around in the mud. We all know that. As a matter of fact, for some of the little kids, we don't know exactly what all they did in the mud puddle. I mean, that was a Petri dish, believe me. But kids were exposed to all that stuff and probably built up immunity. But here's what we're talking about this time. Now, this goes back to 2021 because the information is just now being uncovered. Humatrix Cloud Services was contracted by the U.S. military to analyze vaccine data. Humatrix Cloud Services. They performed a fresh analysis as authorities considered in 2021 whether COVID-19 vaccine boosters were necessary. Amid studies that were finding the vaccine effectiveness was no longer as strong as in the beginning, which would be expected. Would you not think so? So they were looking at vaccinated seniors. And by seniors, they don't put a specific age here, but let's say anyone 60 plus. All right, I found one statement here from that included a statement from Dr. Frances Collins for those over 65. And what she said, and of course at the time she was director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health, and an email that was obtained through this Freedom of Information Act, the results of the study provided, quote, pretty compelling evidence that VE, vaccination effectiveness, is failing 5 to 6 months post-vaccination for both infection and hospitalization for those over 65. And he also stated, even for those 3 or 4 months out, there's a trend toward worsening vaccination effectiveness. But the CDC, the FDA, the National Institutes of Health did not share that information with you. They were still considering whether to clear and recommend vaccine boosters. They did hold a meeting with the CDC with its vaccine advisors on August 30th. And I ask you this, and I don't see it here. I wonder how many pharma companies were represented in that vaccine advisory committee. But during the meeting, the CDC officials went over emerging data on waning vaccine effectiveness, VE. They did not include the military study. Why not? Well, let me go back to that military study. And again, this was conducted or contracted by the military, Humatrix Cloud Services. They found that the proportion of total COVID-19 cases among seniors was increasingly compromised of vaccinated people. In fact, for the week ending July 31, 2021, post-vaccination COVID-19 cases represented 73% of the cases of those 65 and older. And those elderly were 80% fully vaccinated at the time. In other words, it wasn't doing them any good anyway. I know that's a lot of numbers and stats to throw at you as you're listening, driving, or doing whatever else you're doing. But let me narrow it down for you and repeat it one more time. For those of you who got the first time, understand that it's hard to grasp quickly for some, depending on what they're doing. You're all smart. And we're presenting it in a most detailed, elementary fashion, not because anyone's stupid, but because numbers over the radio waves are very hard to follow. But the bottom line is, for the week ending July 31, 2021, post-vaccination COVID-19 cases represented 73% of cases among people 65 and older. 73% of those aged 65 and older were being represented in this, and 80% were fully vaccinated at the time they were showing breakthrough infection rates. And in fact, they were higher among those who were vaccinated earlier. If you got your vaccine early, remember when they were saying only for these ages, go get your vaccine now? Well, it was basically, the rates were twice as high in those who had been vaccinated 5 to 6 months previous than those vaccinated 3 to 4 months earlier. And the protection against hospitalization was also fading. That's all part of the Army study. 63% of the COVID-19 hospitalizations in seniors were among the fully vaccinated. And in fact, they found the vaccine effectiveness against infection was just 33%. 33%. And seniors who previously had COVID-19 and recovered were more likely to avoid hospitalization. Of course, risk factors for them included their age, obesity, and other issues as well. But the bottom line is the vaccines were ineffective. Despite us being told that repeatedly, you got to get them and you should. And again, I'm telling you, you should do what you think is best for you and your family. I've always said that. But with that in mind, and if you've listened to the program at all, you know I've said that. I got a message the other day. It came via X and Twitter. If you follow my Twitter account, you're going to be able to see it. I'm not going to use the person's name, but if you follow my Twitter account, you're going to see it. You're going to see my response. So you can either sign up and follow the Twitter and see who said it or make your own comments or not. But I see no reason to put their name out again over the airwaves, because of what they said and did. And to me, what they did was really bad. Let me put it this way. What they did, in my opinion, was shameful. Let's begin when we return with Rachel Maddow.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Wow, that was my reaction when I walked into Napoli C, now open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. And Napoli C is like walking into a two-level submarine. Fish just outside the portholes. The menu is going to be filled with various seafood, lobster, crab. Good luck with choosing. Napoli C is now open on the streets of St. Charles. Join me at any Cafe Napoli. Clayton, Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, are right next door, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
That was Rachel Maddow about a year ago. I just read to you what the CDC, the FDA, and others were holding back from us about how the vaccine was not as effective, especially on the most vulnerable, as we were told it would be. It didn't stop it. Biden has been re-identified, not recently with COVID, but certainly now Dr. Jill Biden has. Biden has previously since getting the vaccine. Numerous people I know have, regardless of their age. Others have never had it. If they did, they thought it's just the flu. So I get this on my Twitter account, or X account, depending on how you want to call it. The listener says, Larry, you should meet my mother-in-law. You both have very similar views on the administration and vaccine mandates. I thought he was just trying to say there's someone of like mind, and I took it that way, and I said, simply glad to have her support. Let it go at that. Oh, and then he responded. And this is where it really gets shameful. Oh, I'm sorry. She died 3 days after testing positive, leaving behind her 4 stepdaughters and 5 step-grandchildren. Good luck with you and your anti-propaganda. She felt the same way you do. You see what he did? He set it up that you should probably want to meet my stepmother because she feels the same way you do. And I took it for face value. And he said, oh, I'm sorry. She died 3 days ago after testing positive. In other words, because she thought the way you do, Larry, reference vaccines and masks, she died. My response, as it's on my Twitter account. It's a shame that you would use her death as you did. I've told everyone you should make the decision you think is best for you and your family. After 2 shots, 2 boosters, I still had COVID. All that aside, my prayers for your children, or her children, I should say. And he replied again. He actually replied again. It's not a cure, Larry. I've never said it was a cure. And he adds, it's not a cure, Larry, just like influenza. It's a precaution to help us as a community. You push propaganda such as jab, face diaper, and other such rhetoric. Actually, no, I don't push it. I say, I leave it to you. I've never said you should wear a mask. He said, you also push blame on the current administration, stating that, quote, when will it end and yet another booster? He said, together we win. Well, I won't disagree with your last statement, together we will win. But the problem is, not only were we lied to and were we under the thumb of dictatorial leftists who wanted to keep us under their thumb by scaring us and frightening us, closing our schools, and teachers' unions who then use that as a reason to get more money and more things that had nothing to do with COVID, much less all the money that got spread across this nation, which has now been found to be full of rampant embezzlement and fraud, which we knew it would be. And we still have COVID, yes. And it might get worse, it might not. But hopefully we learn from the past, we're not going to lock everything down again, because that also hurt the nation severely. Do you think anywhere in the midst of his thought processes, while he wants to jump in and mock me for anything I've said, and I don't care about that, stand in line. I've been in this business way too long to have a thin skin. But the fact that you would use your mother-in-law's death as a way to make fun of me, I have to question you, sir. I really do. As I said, you can go to my Twitter account, @LarryConnersUSA, @LarryConnersUSA, and see or add what you want to. Coming up, more on this issue. Are we also going to see an impeachment, and when and who? And then we have the government running out of money again. And a former attorney for Trump who says, here's what happened in the 2022 election. 2020 election.